The head of Mexico's central bank says top officials there are preparing very different plans based off whomever wins the U.S. presidential elections. From KJZZ's bureau in Mexico City, Jorge Valencia reports on how the elections could impact Mexico's economy.
Mexican leaders are well aware of Donald Trump's plans. He wants to renegotiate or cancel trade agreements. He wants to tax remittances. And he wants to push American companies to repatriate their investments. Juan Carlos Alderete is an analyst with Banorte in Mexico City. He says investors don't actually expect Trump to go through with his promises.
Nevertheless, this negative shock would at least have a sizable impact in financial markets in Mexico during the transition period.
In the short term, nervous investors could pull out of Mexico, and the country's currency could lose its value, says Gregan Anderson, an analyst with Baltic Securities.
That would be inflationary. That would cause the price of imports in Mexico to rise, and so that they would want to address that.
The Mexican central bank could raise its benchmark interest rates in an effort to stabilize the value of the peso.
Over the near term, it's definitely going to be a currency play. It's going to be a currency issue that they're trying to address.
Not all economists agree Mexico's plan is the best one. Jeffrey Smith teaches international finance at Arizona State University. He says central bank intervention may not be the country's best strategy.
Maybe that's not a good thing. And how would they know what the correct amount of adjustment is? They have no way of knowing that.
So any long-term reaction to a Trump presidency wouldn't come from the central bank. It would come from Mexico's legislative branch. And if Hillary Clinton wins, economists in Mexico hope for what they call a status quo. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.